And we start with this exercise we call 5 questions in 5 minutes. We've never had a leadership team ever answer the questions the same. And they're basic questions around your guiding principles, why you exist as a company. And you're the leadership team, right?
Yeah.
And you wonder why your employees don't understand the business strategy. And everyone at the table that meets every week still can't articulate it.
Welcome to an Encore podcast presentation from Forbes Books at ForbesBooks.com.
I'm here with Bethany Andel. She's the president and CEO of Savage Brands, SavageBrands.com. We met at the Conscious Capitalism Annual Conference. And I don't know about you, but Bethany, when you meet people and tell them your company is called Savage Brands, is the first question they ask you, Savage Brands? Why Savage?
Well, after they're getting over the fear of dealing with a savage.
And by the way, there was nothing about you other than the name on your business card that made me think you were actually a savage.
Yeah, exactly.
I never felt at risk or for fear of my
life. I don't know. We're pretty crazy over here. I do get that question a lot. And what's funny is how somewhat lame the answer is, which is our founder, also my mother, so I'm second generation, her name is Paula Savage. Mm. And I'm super lucky because, you know, law firms and accounting firms that have the name on the door, they get stuck with those names and it's always associated with the original founder and people have a hard time getting out from under that.
Yes.
And since her name is just so cool and can be used as an adjective and a great way to describe us and our attitude here at the company, we've just reappropriated it into a way to describe who we are.
By the way, I want to send people to your website. Again, it's savagebrands.com and they're at Savage Brands on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. But if you go to savagebrands.com, it is one of the most visually attractive and interesting and information-filled websites I've ever been on. I think you could actually get a branding MBA by simply spending some time at savagebrands.com. And I think that's really very smart of you. And I want you to talk about what you do at Savage Brands and why you've put the time and attention and detail into your website that you have.
Thanks, Greg. I appreciate that compliment. We spend a lot of time on our own work, even though sometimes it feels like the cobbler's shoes, where you can't get around your own stuff. We do try as hard as possible to evoke and tell people about our message, because ultimately at Savage, our purpose is to revolutionize corporate America. And I know that sounds really big, but I think we can do it. And we'd like to say one brand at a time. And what we are addressing with our approach to branding is the notion that your people are your brand. And a brand is only an external manifestation of your internal soul. So if your culture isn't working, if your people don't have something to believe in, if your leadership team isn't walking the talk, then anything you do in marketing or with a tagline or with your website even, it's disingenuous. And what we have found is that branding companies and marketers and people that do messaging, and I know obviously at Forbes Books, you're helping people with their message and their story. If it's not authentic, if you're not walking the talk, then you're going to lose all of your credibility. And that exercise is actually going to hurt you more than it is going to benefit you. So our whole stance is that if we can create brands that capture the soul of the company and we can transform cultures to live the values and understand the purpose, then the brand and the marketing is going to take care of itself and people will have a gravitational pull to their company.
I have to ask, going back to the history of the company and your mom, who was the original Savage. Oh, I like that. The original Savage.
How about that? I like that too. I'm going to tell her.
Was she also working in branding in the way you just described? Because this sounds like a very modern notion. And if your mom was doing this before you joined the company, she may have been a real pioneer.
So she is a pioneer and she's instilled that in the company. And I would say she's a 4 or 5 time pioneer because we have found in our business, and this is similar in a lot of industries, is that you're constantly trying to outrun commoditization.
Yes.
And we have to reinvent ourselves every 7 to 8 years. we have to reiterate and reinvent and figure out what it is that we're passionate about that can change the world. And so she always had the mantra of do good, have fun, and make money. And we still subscribe to that. However, we have taken it and pushed it and molded it further because we decided that we needed to actually take ourselves through our own process to say, what is it we're going to stand for? And let's go pursue other like-minded people that want to go on that journey as well. So she wasn't doing all of that, where you've said that we've modernized this, but we certainly are rooted in that notion that you've got to be taking risks. You've got to be looking for what the big what's next is, and you've got to go and you've got to do it on yourself before you can be doing it with other people.
I actually want to drill into this idea of doing it on yourself. You know, I've complimented you on your website, and I really do encourage people to go look at it because it's really a model for what your website could be. I mean, if you're looking at it and you're thinking, we're doing as good a job as Savage Brands on our website, hats off to you. But I suspect most companies will really learn some great lessons from it. You've also written a book called Get Your Head Out of Your Bottom Line and Build Your Brand on Purpose. How did that fit into this doing it to yourself and the overall approach of, as you said, revolutionizing corporate America?
When we started on the journey for ourselves, there were two things. One was there's a lot of theory around purpose-led brands and really understanding what your values are and walking the talk. And you could read Simon Sinek, and Conscious Capitalism talks about it. And people tend to think about B2C when they're thinking about purpose-led companies, so Southwest Airlines, Whole Foods, kind of the poster children. A, those are B2C, which I hate that term because we're all really just human to human. So they've got that. And then these poster children that people keep pointing to in their books are companies that were founded on purpose, that really had a sense for what their purpose was from the beginning. So ours, the work we did on ourselves was, can we take this 40-year-old company that has operated fairly traditionally and transform ourselves into being purpose and values led. And while we're doing it, this is like driving on the freeway while changing your tires, keep note of what we are going through on that journey so that we can share it with the world. So can others go through the transformation? Because I can only affect and work with so many leadership teams and companies to go through this process. So can we know that our message is true, and what is the best way to put that out into the world? So one was the book. God bless a few of our clients and obviously the work we did on ourselves to put all the good, the bad, and the ugly to what this process looks like and how to do it. And that was really important for the book to develop that kind of intellectual property and thought process on it. And then we started thinking, we have a legacy reputation for, let's say, branding, graphic design, designing websites and annual reports, certain things that we are trying to change the entire perspective or idea that people had about Savage. And so we're talking a new client base, new targeting, new products and services that we sell, new capabilities that we've got. And so we had to overhaul how people see us. And obviously the website's an instrumental piece of that. And so if you go to our website, and obviously you have, you'll either really like it or you'll be repelled from it.
That's called effective marketing.
Exactly.
Because if I'm repelled by it, you know, the less phone calls or emails or inbound inquiries you get from people who are repelled by you or potentially repelled by you, the better.
Exactly. We want our tribe. And so, so if you're the type of company leader or person that doesn't want to talk about the employee experience and doesn't want to talk about the delivery of the brand and really just wants something designed that looks pretty, we're not going to be a good fit. And you're going to know that right off the bat.
Yes. It's a perfect example of working on yourself and then learning lessons to share with others. And I think you've said that brilliantly. The website we're talking about is savagebrands.com. The book is Get Your Head Out of Your Bottom Line And it would be so easy to misstate that based on some other things I more habitually say, but
exactly.
which is sure the intent, right?
I get in front of CFOs, you know, they really give me the eye.
Yeah. Get your head out of your bottom line and build your brand on purpose. I'm talking with Bethany Andel. She's the president and CEO of Savage Brands. It's again, savagebrands.com. They're on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Savage Brands. So who are your clients? How do they find you? And what is that experience like for them to work with you? Because this is a really big and important commitment that your clients are making.
It is. And so what's been different about our clients is we've really moved more towards the middle market with this type of work, where we have found leadership teams that really want to make a difference, that are willing to take a lot of risk, that are willing to try something new, that care very deeply about what they're building and don't necessarily have to answer to Wall Street all the time. It makes it easier for them to have these types of conversations that are about a long-term view.
So we could say they've already gotten their heads out of their bottom line, or at least they're working on getting their head out of their bottom line.
Or they aren't, or see
the value of it.
Or they aren't forced by Wall Street to keep their heads
yes.
in their bottom line.
Yes. Well said.
And have that kind of short-term view. But what's interesting, so that's kind of where we thought most of our clients in this space would be. And what we found is a ton of interest, and I'd say thirst even, from some of our public company clients to be like this, because they're trying to outchase activism. They've got all of these quarterly pressures, and it's hard.
And they also have to do it to attract the talent they need.
They do, absolutely. And they know, you know, the good leaders out there know that when their employees are engaged and happy and delivering on that and really participating in the future of the company, then the customers and clients are better served. And then ultimately the investors are. So they're thinking through, how can we make more of that happen? And ultimately it ends up differentiating them. So the difference is we were kind of angling more towards the middle market. We've ended up with a mix of some really large clients that are public. And the biggest difference is we've moved from being considered somebody that works with the marketing department to somebody that's working with the C-suite that has a seat at the table to go through this process.
Are you able to name drop or throw out a couple of case studies so we really get a flavor of the kind of work you're doing and for whom?
Oh, I'm hesitating to say this only because I have so many NDAs.
And you can't sort through them in your mind.
I live in my mind.
Well, then let me re-ask the question then, because I'm envisioning myself as a member of the C-suite meeting you in an event, as you and I met. We met at the Conscious Capitalism Annual Conference. I'm talking with Bethany Andel. She's the president and CEO of Savage Brands, savagebrands.com. Also the author of the book, Get Your Head Out of Your Bottom Line and Build Your Brand on Purpose. I'm imagining I'm a member of a C-suite team. We're talking for the first time and I want to do this, but I wonder if I can really do it. Can you just walk us through, how does this begin and how do you get people over the fear of whatever fear they have, which might just include the fear of the unknown?
No, sure. So kind of eliminating this perception of risk, doing something new.
Yes. Yes. All that.
And one is if I was talking to you in this regard, I would have stories and I have testimonials and great referral partners.
You just can't tell me. There's something about me that you cannot tell.
That's you, Greg.
And that's fair. But I mean, the bigger point is, if I'm listening to this and I think this is something that we should be thinking about, we can have a conversation with you or a team member and get some really specific case studies to help us understand.
Sure. Okay. So it's pretty low risk because the first ask is 2 days. Mm-hmm. It's no contract after that, because what has to happen is a come together of your leadership team, go through a process to articulate your purpose, mission, vision, values, and behaviors. If y'all are not all on the same page as a leadership team, and what's scary is we start with this exercise we call 5 questions in 5 minutes. We've never had a leadership team ever answer the questions the same, and they're basic questions around your guiding principles, why you exist as a company. And you're the leadership team, right?
Yeah.
And you wonder why your employees don't understand the business strategy and everyone at the table that meets every week still can't articulate it. So going through that process really illuminates a lot going on with the business and it's a come together. And once the team comes together and says, okay, this is what we want this company to stand for, or this is what the company stands for, these are the values that are so critical to us. More importantly, these are the behaviors that need to happen with inside the organization. Then the conversation becomes, how are we going to live this? And it's not just a branding and marketing exercise. It's how are we as leadership team going to role model this? What's happening in the company that supports these messages? And what's happening in the company, even more importantly, that contradicts? We find that performance reviews a lot of time fly in the face of the values that are posted in the break room. So you're never going to have any traction. So the second part of that process is really thinking about organizational readiness. And some of that's business decisions around structure, process, technology. Some of that's around communication and how you're going to launch this and how you're going to show up this way. So really, the leadership team gets to guide and say, here's how we're going to demonstrate our commitment to these values and to this purpose. Or, you know what? These are great words and we're not ready yet. Mm-hmm. So they haven't had too much of a miss or spent too much time, money, effort if they figured that they're just not ready as a company to have those values be out in the world.
But my guess is if a company spends those 2 days with you going through these exercises, just your five questions in 5 minutes exercise, as you described it, made me feel really nervous. Yes. And that's a good thing. I mean, yes, because I can see how that alone would be such a learning experience that I'm sure that even when companies walk away and say, we're not ready for this,
right,
they also say, man, did we get a lot out of this?
They do. And that's the interesting mirror in the face, because I believe that a lot of teams come together thinking that this is a marketing exercise.
Yes.
And then once you go through it, you realize, oh, this is actually more about business strategy and touches every single piece of our company and what and how we deliver it. All should align to that why. And so it really does. You get people kind of leaning forward and sitting up and their mind starts, you can see the gears shifting going, okay, we're going to have to make some really big critical decisions based on this process.
Yes.
Not just what our website looks like.
Right. And I think you use the phrase, discovering or uncovering the soul of a company. And you've done a great job of really illustrating that. She is Bethany Andel. First step, go to their website, learn everything you can from it, and you will learn a lot. Pick up her book, get your head out of your bottom line, and build your brand on purpose. Also, reach out to them at Savage Brands. This may be a really great conversation for you and your team, you and your company to have as well. Bethany, I want to thank you again for joining us, President and CEO of Savage Brands, savagebrands.com, on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, at Savage Brands. And again, the book is Get Your Head Out of Your Bottom Line and Build Your Brand on Purpose.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this Encore podcast presentation from Forbes Books at forbesbooks.com.